Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent, with something to make us think about maybe a different kind of thought, and that is, according to a study, the French people are, on average, living longer, trending longer on this earth than Americans. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning to you, Jack. Yes, they are, and there's a variety of reasons why that might be. We actually saw that recently, a 18-year-old woman, Sister Andre, oldest person in the world, she passed away on January 17th. She came after Jean Clamet, who lived until 122 years old, also from France. So there's a couple reasons why. Number one, free education. They say free education, there's a direct correlation between what you know and how long you live. And you know, better nutrition, you value it, you tend to eat better. And France is a highly educated population also, and this is very contentious here in the U.S., but they have access to free healthcare. And the countries with the highest life expectancies, including France, you also have Japan, Denmark, they all provide free healthcare. The life expectancy in France for women is 85. For men, it's 79. Here in the U.S., it's 72 for men, now closer to 80 for women, and it actually got bumped down during the pandemic, but hopefully that's just a blip. Their health care service is excellent. It covers everyone who resides there, and there's no barrier for treatment. Yes, it is a socialized system. I know that's a dirty word here, but we'll call it spade a spade. That's, you spend a lot, and you tend to get free health care.
Go ahead, Aaron. Go ahead.
No, please, Jack. Go ahead.
I wonder if the study's missing something, and that might be the French wine. Wine's a little better. The work schedule's a little lighter. And I could go on.
You're right. You're 100% right. Actually, the work schedule is a major contributing factor. That was actually going to be my next one. They have generous allowances for holiday and sick pay. So burnout really isn't an issue there. Also, their retirement age is 62. And in fact, President Macron, he said that he wanted to raise it to 65. People freaked out. He's probably going to have to go back to 62. It was just so not okay. And you're right. Lifestyle is a massive contributing factor. So if you're not burnout, if you're burnt out, if you have health care that you can count on, and generally you're eating, they adhere to a Mediterranean diet, particularly in the South, where these two women live to over 115. So that prioritizes veggie, fruits, fish, not much red meat, not much dairy. And actually in the North, which is kind of interesting, where they like their steak frites, they actually live 2 years less, so it depends on where you are in the country, too.
I do think there's something to the latter, and I mean that, and, you know, I just think that one of my criticisms on our system, or our health and our food system here, if you will, are what we eat. Even if you try and watch what you eat, my knock on, and you have a younger family, is people don't cook whole, real foods. Everything's processed, and they rush. They sit there. Too many people, I know young people, they sit there, and everyone's staring at a flat screen or a video while they're eating dinner, and the family doesn't sit together and talk as a family. How was your day? What are you up to? I remember growing up, no matter what happened, you could count on that one meal at night where everyone got together at the table. And I remember grandparents who I met. Now I'm going to sound like I'm older, Aaron. Both my grandfathers and grandmothers, when we would visit and their homes and we sat there as a family, you could not leave that table to go play. If the adults stayed and, you know, had maybe a glass of wine and talked, until one of the grandparents said it's okay to get up. That's how
I think that's great.
That's how I was raised. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not a bad, listen, Whole Foods, if you know what it like, always a apple is going to be better than a cracker. An apple is an apple. Always hot. You're 100% correct.
But I think the French, what I've heard about Europeans, and I traveled there a lot when I was younger versus more recent, but in France and Italy, a dinner can last 90 minutes.
Which is a great thing.
They don't sit there and eat, woof it. You know, you sit there, it takes a long time to cook good food or nice meal, and then everyone eats it quickly, and they go watch video game. And I think a lot of that has to do with lifestyle. But anyway, Aaron, thank you very much. You have a good one on Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you, Aaron.